The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his mission to the Middle East, but a deal to end the bombardment of Gaza and secure the release of Israeli hostages remains out of reach. The disagreement is thought to centre on the future presence of Israeli soldiers in Gaza. Louise Wateridge is a senior communications officer with the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, and she's currently in Gaza.
So I'm currently in the middle Gaza area in Nusayrat, and today we've woken up once again to more displacement orders. There's been displacement orders in the southern area of Khan Yunis. This is in the humanitarian zone, and also in Deir al-Balah, which is quite near to where I am. So it's been another very difficult day, waking up, families displaced. The streets are full with people, mostly on foot, trying to find anywhere to go to get out of these areas, to find any kind of way where and space where they can relocate. But it's becoming absolutely impossible. There's really no space, there's no safety, and it's incredibly difficult for these families here.
Can you give us a sense of the sort of destruction you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, across the Gaza Strip, destruction is just, it's almost everywhere you look. It's very rare at the moment to see buildings that aren't damaged. When you see a structure that hasn't got damage, it really stands out to you. It stands out in your eye line. Just over the weekend, I was in Gaza City in the north, and the only way to describe it is apocalyptic. It's just unbelievable. Every direction you look is destruction, is damage. Buildings, I mean, you can see that they're homes, you can see living rooms, you can see bedrooms kind of hanging out of third and fourth stories of these buildings where people used to live and you know, life used to be, and it's so far from that now. And it's absolutely devastating. You know, when we move around the Gaza Strip, I try to document the damage and destruction as much as possible. But there's so much that we can't document. The situation here, it's so hard to describe how inhumane it is. The day-to-day that people live, there's actually very little I even myself feel comfortable documenting, because it is so inhumane. And even these buildings, you know, maybe from the outside to people, it looks like concrete, it looks overwhelming, it looks like structures destroyed, but it's also graveyards. The cities here in the Gaza Strip have become graveyards. You speak to people here, and the first thing they'll tell you is their family members who are buried under this rubble. They'll tell you of their children buried under this rubble. They'll tell you of their mothers, their fathers, their parents, you know. And that's the reality. It's just a daily reality here. There's so much uncertainty. Like I said, today, waking up, more displacement orders, so much uncertainty. Where is food coming from? Where is water coming from? Where will we sleep tonight? And the only certainty that people really find here is the death that is stalking them.
The people you speak to, how conscious are they of the current talks?
People are very aware. The last time there was any kind of hope was actually when the population was mostly displaced in the Rafah area before the incursions happened there. That was really the last hope I remember being in the Gaza Strip. You know, there were actually some preemptive celebrations back at that time because people thought a ceasefire was agreed. I remember watching children doing cartwheels, you know, family members running in the street crying of happiness and relief. It was all dashed, and a few days later, really, the military operations happened. And it's been similar this week. There has been a lot of hope. There's been a lot of talks. People are aware what is going on. And the people I speak to express, you know, it's really the only hope they have left. They just need this to end. There's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else for them to do other than wait for this ceasefire and hope that this will end, this chaos will end, the death will end, and they can have some kind of respite from the horrors that they've experienced these last 10 months.
We've heard repeated warnings that insufficient aid is getting in. What's the situation at the moment?
The aid situation has been a disaster since the war began. The Israeli-imposed siege on the Gaza Strip makes it incredibly difficult for any kind of supplies to enter the Gaza Strip. And, you know, with these forced displacements, with these constant evacuation orders, it makes it even difficult for the humanitarian response because the population is constantly on the move. There is continued bombs and strikes. You know, the last 72 hours has been relentless all through the day, all through the night. You're just hearing these strikes in all areas around us. So to be able to even deliver aid, if it was to be received in the Gaza Strip, is becoming more and more difficult by the day. UNRWA just rehabilitated a water well in Khan Yunis. This well, you know, serves water to 100,000 people. It was previously destroyed just a few months ago. And once again, this well is on the front line.
And that was Louise Wateridge of the United Nations speaking to us from central Gaza.